Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push, while the top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog, win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256. All it takes is a $4 bet. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Happy Monday to you, Dustin.
Boy, it's a happy, active Monday already, isn't it?
Well, it sure is. We were talking off the air. It always seems funny that whenever a player makes an announcement to commit to Penn State, to transfer from Penn State, transfer in, it always happens after we record. But here we go. I already am a fan of Drew Aller, the quarterback, four-star quarterback from Ohio. He made his commitment to Penn State prior to us recording. And Dustin, this is a big get for Penn State, isn't it?
It is a big get for Penn State, and I think everybody in the country knew that Penn State was on the lookout for a second quarterback. This is a kid who had gotten a lot of attention over the past few weeks, especially from 24/7 Sports, who had moved him, I think, up to number 89 in their national rankings. He's a kid that, you know, his stock was rising. Penn State looked like the team to beat. He answered kind of a big question following the arrival of Mike Yurcich when it became known that they were on the lookout for a second quarterback. Who were they looking for? How successful would they be? How much of a draw is Penn State's new offensive coordinator? I think we started to get some answers to all those questions with A, the interest level from Drew Aller, and then B, obviously the commitment, and that happening pretty quickly now. Move Penn State's class up on 24/7 Sports to number 5 in the country, and I think number 6 on Rivals. So you can kind of see, you know, the energy around this class continues to build, and this does not hurt with Drew Aller.
It certainly doesn't, and you mentioned Mike Yurcich, and this is credit to him. You got to look at this guy as his guy, and when I mentioned it was a big get, I meant that both literally and figuratively. He's already 6'5", 220, is listed as a pro-style quarterback, for what that's worth anymore between pro-style and dual. There's so much crossover anymore, but is this the prototypical Mike Yurcich quarterback?
He looks that way to me. Everything that he was, you know, had a reputation of going after and wanting in a quarterback, Drew Aller has. He's not a statue by any means, but he is all of 6'5". He is a big, long quarterback who his preference is to kind of maneuver in the pocket and keep his eyes downfield. He does a nice job of leaking out of the pocket when he needs to, always looking to throw the ball, can throw the ball from all kinds of different angles on the move, can maneuver in the pocket, kind of that pocket presence where you're able to move, make subtle movements to avoid the pass rush. He's got a lot of those qualities about him. And the one thing, you know, that I heard over and over again about a Mike Yurcich offense is that you want a quarterback who can throw the ball down the field on a dime. That's Drew Aller. You know, he looks to me, just looking at his film briefly, to be every bit of that 6'5", 220. It'll be interesting to see over the course of the next year if he's bigger or not at that point. He's not a guy that he is going to be looking to tuck the ball and run very often. He can show that. He can do that. I think that'll satisfy the James Franklin element where you're looking for your quarterback to at least pose a threat with his legs. Drew Aller can do that, but he is – He's the big, strong-armed downfield passer. He's more than that, but he checks all those boxes that I thought a Mike Yurcich quarterback could and would check.
Dustin, if you would, let's talk a little bit about the other school in the competition, which was Notre Dame. That's something that Penn State beat out Notre Dame. And also, what were the circumstances? Here's an Ohio kid, but Ohio State wasn't in this competition, were they?
They did not appear to be, and I think it's kind of the same thing. The last time Penn State went into Ohio and pulled a quarterback out, it was Sean Clifford, and Ohio State wasn't big on Sean Clifford either. It kind of is what it is. I don't know what their board looks like in terms of who they've got, who they're going after, but they also are pretty young at that position now.
They do have a five-star quarterback out of Texas who was
the number one guy. Yeah, the late pool, Quinn Ewers, however you say his last name, I think flipped from Texas, right? So he's not only the number one quarterback in the country, he's the number one player in the country. So I think they're okay at quarterback. I think they're doing all right. It sounds like Mike Yurcich had a relationship with Drew Aller that went back, you know, during his time at Texas as well. But I don't think it's the worst thing in the world that Ohio State didn't really have Drew Aller on their radar. By the time he really started to pick up steam on the recruiting front, they were already locked in with that five-star.
When you're in that kind of situation, if you're Drew Aller, I know he's coming to Penn State where there already is a quarterback in the 2022 class, which I want to get to, Dustin. But when you're going in, from his standpoint, if you see Ohio State has the number one quarterback in the country, I think you go somewhere else. You're probably not going to get first try. And not to mention that, yes, they do have three quarterbacks this year with freshman eligibility. We alluded to it. Penn State already had a commitment from a Pennsylvania quarterback in Bo Prabula. He's also a four-star guy. Probably he is listed as a dual-threat quarterback, I believe, so a little bit different style. What does this all mean for Bo Prabula?
Well, I think the writing was on the wall, and I'm sure that Penn State communicated with him and said, listen, we've got three quarterbacks on the roster right now. We need to get a second one in this class. Are you going to embrace that competition or not? And, you know, Bo Prabula definitely seems like the kid who will embrace that competition and say, you know, bring it on. Let's do it. We found out late last week that he's going to enroll in January. He's going to get a head start. I think he's got some college-ready tools as is. And what it does for Penn State is it gives them two very different options within this class. You know, the guy who's more of, I don't want to say Prabula is an improviser, but he's more of a street, you know, a backyard kind of quarterback who can do everything. He's a very good runner, can make all the variety of throws. Drew Aller is a pocket quarterback, and that's what he wants to be. Gives him two different looks. For Bo Prabula, I don't think it's going to change much just from what I can gather on what he's like, what he's looking for. He probably knew that the second quarterback was coming, and now it happens, and it's kind of he seems like the kid who's just saying to himself, game on right now. Now, in terms of how long both of these guys stick around, that'll be another thing to watch. Because last time we saw this, Michael Johnson Jr. did not stick around very long after it looked like Taquan Roberson had his foot in the door.
I had a conversation with someone prior to our recording here, and I think you just now have to look at this as standard operating procedure. You bring in a couple quarterbacks, and you know 4 years from now, you're not going to have both of them there. It will be survival of the fittest, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just going to be the way it is now in college football, right, Dusty?
Yeah, it's been going that way for a long time, and I think the thing that'll be interesting to watch is that obviously you want to stagger your quarterbacks out and have them at different, you know, different rungs of the experience ladder as you go. Developmental, ready to jump in if needed, and then obviously ready to start. I think the way that college football is going is you might see a lot more programs fall into this rut where it's you're taking two quarterbacks, no quarterbacks, two quarterbacks, no quarterbacks. You're loading up, and this is sort of the side effect of the transfer situation is that you're going to have more times like this, more cases where you're taking two quarterbacks in the same class. I don't think it's something that Penn State ever necessarily wants to do or anybody really wants to do because of the inevitability of the outcome, but that outcome looks inevitable anyway Whether you get one every class or you get a couple in a class like this, somebody's going to be on the move.
You've got to remember that going into the 2020 season, Penn State had five scholarship quarterbacks. Three of them left via the transfer portal. So you've always got to be prepared for that happening. All right, Dusty, in a couple other news items, Penn State has announced its spring practice. It's starting, and it's only 1 week away, right?
Yeah, and it just it's such a trivial piece of information most years. But this year, I mean, you and I both know that the lack of spring practice last year under those circumstances, just there's a lot of stuff that went into 0-5 and how rusty or however you want to describe that performance. When you're trying to install a new offense, it was hard for me to believe that that was going to be a crisp outfit without the benefit of being able to walk through those steps in the spring. Now it's something that Mike Yurcich will have that, I'll call it an advantage, but he'll have that opportunity with 15 spring practices. They got two other new assistants too. I mean, this is not an entirely different situation from a starting new standpoint this spring than last spring, only now they actually get to work through this stuff. Spring practice, like I said, seems trivial a lot of years. I think you saw last year that what not having spring practice meant. And as an aside too, you're starting to see official visits being lined up for June. I don't know if you caught that, but a lot of commits in the class were tweeting June. I think it's the weekend of the 25th through the 27th. So now it's like game on from a recruiting and a football standpoint. Spring into summer, it's starting to look like it's going to feel more normal.
That is huge when you're going through, like you said, new offensive coordinator, a couple other new coaches. The other aspect this year, Dustin, similar to last year they had their first game against what turned out to be a very good Indiana team. This year it's going to be against a very good Wisconsin team.
Yeah, you need to bring it. I mean, you need to be sharp week one, and not having spring practice would have, I would have really liked Wisconsin's chances a lot more. I think we've been through this before. Wisconsin knows what they want to do. They know who they are. They tend to be, you know, pretty good week one because of that. Penn State needed to a little bit of acclimation to figure out what's happening with Mike Yurcich's offense, break in Anthony Poindexter, break in, you know, all the new components you're trying to break in and be ready to go. Spring practice is a huge help. I think it's a big boost to know that not only is it's starting next week, Jim. 15 practices will be huge.
It definitely will be, and hopefully we'll start to hear something about the blue-white game also. It'll be interesting to see how that works out, if it does. All right, that is it for quarter number one. Stick around. In quarter number two, we're going to start talking about players who are at a crossroads on this Penn State team. Stick with us.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the college basketball action. Bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.